Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Skipper Limited, organized by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Navin Sahadeo from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY26 earnings call of Skipper Limited. Today, we have with us Mr. Sharan Bansal, Director, Skipper, and also the CFO, Mr. Shiv Gupta. So without any further ado, I hand over the call to the management for opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everybody. This is Shiv Gupta, Shiv Shankar Gupta, CFO. Yeah. Thank you, Navin. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Skipper Limited's Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. I would like to extend my gratitude to all our investors, analysts, and stakeholders for your continued interest and support. Before we proceed, I would like to remind you that certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature and should be reviewed in conjunction with the risk and uncertainties associated with our industry and business. Some of the key operational and financial highlights in comparison to previous year quarter were as follows. I am pleased to inform you that we have delivered yet another good quarter and registered our best first quarter revenue on back of strong execution in engineering and polymer segment. The net revenue for the quarter stood at 12,539 million against 10,917 million, up by 15%. The segmental revenue breakup were as follows: engineering 10,248 million, up by 24% over previous year quarter; polymer 1,272 million, up by 34%; infra segment 1,019 million, down by 39%. The company engineering export revenue grew 30% year-on-year to rupees 3,254 million in Q1 compared to 2,508 million in the previous year, reflecting strong international demand momentum. Export share in overall engineering revenue stood at 32% in this quarter. Now moving on to our quarterly financial performance, our reported EBITDA of rupees 1,272 million was the highest ever for any quarter, rose 22% in comparison to rupees 1,047 million in previous year period. Consolidated EBITDA margins improved to 10.1% vis-à-vis 9.6% year-on-year, driven by operating leverage and execution of higher quality T&D contracts. The engineering segment EBITDA margins for the quarter stood at 11.3%. We have clocked the desired margin range of 11%-12% now for past many quarters. Going forth, also, we will see a consistent margin performance from this business on back of better quality contracts, execution, and benefits of operating leverage. The management focus continues towards bottom-line improvement. The standalone PBT increased by 41% to rupees 598 million, and PBT margin improved to 4.8% of sales for the current quarter period against 423 million and margins 3.9% of sales in previous year quarter. The standalone PAT also increased by 41% to rupees 447 million, and PAT margin improved to 3.6% of sales for the current quarter period against 316 million and margin of 2.9% in previous year quarter. On the order front, I am happy to inform you yet another good quarter for us. During the quarter, company secured significant size domestic contracts from Power Grid Corporation of India Limited and steps and exports markets in Middle East, contributing to an total inflow of over 19774 million. The current quarter order inflow was up by 158% compared to the previous year quarter period. During the quarter, we secured three prestigious 765 kV transmission line projects from Power Grid in the states of Rajasthan and Andhra Pradesh, strengthening our position in the high voltage segment, and also secured a major tower testing and design order approval from the Middle East largest utility, reflecting the growing acceptance of our in-house design capabilities among global utilities. This has propelled our order book to an all-time high level of 85,205 million plus, reinforcing strong execution visibility. The tender pipeline remains deep, with the current bidding pipeline at all-time high of approximately 300,000 million, reflecting strong opportunities in both domestic and international markets. We are participating in a wide range of high-value tenders across domestic, Middle East, LATAM, Asia-Pacific, North America, and African markets, many of which are significantly larger in size. The vibrant domestic T&D environment aligns with Skipper's commitment to leverage India's transmission sector growth, with the government's focus on scaling renewable grid infrastructure and improving electrification. Skipper is poised to support this growth. Our qualification to undertake EPC projects at the highest voltage level of 765 kV and 800 kV gives us a strong advantage. We are among the very few companies in the country with the capabilities to execute these high voltage projects, backed by years of expertise and experience. Strategic highlights. We also made meaningful progress on several strategic fronts. Few of the updates are as follows. Our 75,000 million tons per annum new capacity is now fully installed and commercially operational. This is a strategic enabler that now allows us to target fast-track export orders and short-cycle demand segments where we faced constraints last year. In addition, we have embarked on another 75,000 million tons per annum capacity expansion with a bold vision to become the world's largest transmission tower manufacturer with 6 lakhs million tons capacity by FY28 end. In the polymer business, achieved 40% year-on-year growth in volume terms. We have increased focus on plumbing segment to improve profitability and enhancing our retail distribution network, and are gaining momentum with product diversification. Number of distributors billed and increased by 39% year-on-year. Monthly billed retail outlets grew by 23%, strengthening last mile reach. Further, company board has approved formation of subsidiaries in three key international regions to accelerate export growth and deepen global market penetration. In conclusion, Skipper Limited continues to deliver strong operational and financial performance driven by our focus on execution, excellence, strategic initiatives, and prudent financial management. We remain optimistic about the future and are confident in our ability to create long-term value for our stakeholders. Thank you, and I'm happy to take questions now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Bala Subramanyam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Exports have witnessed around 30% growth in this quarter. I think our major focus in North America and Middle East, and we are also getting a lot of orders from there. But it seems that the approvals are slow. So what is the realistic timeline for scaling to, or like especially and US revenue to 10% of exports? And I just want to understand the cost structure between us and the Chinese competitors in bids for markets like Africa and Latin America side.
Yes, you are right that exports have seen a significant growth this quarter in terms of revenue execution. This year, overall, we have a target to double our export order inflow from previous year, approximately 700 to 800 crores. We feel that we can take a target to double it to about 1500 to 1600 crores of new order inflows, which should definitely have a positive effect on execution. And as mentioned by Shivji in the opening remarks, because till last year we were facing a capacity constraint, now we don't have a capacity constraint with a new capacity coming online and further new capacity getting added, so we will be able to pick up short-term orders in the export market as well. With regard to the approval process is going in a steady manner. We have been obtaining new approvals in various utilities at a good pace, and recently we also secured a strong engineering order from Middle East largest utility. So I would say that overall export, we are happy with the export progress. Regarding to our competitiveness against the Chinese, of course, the Chinese threat always remains, and Chinese players from time to time are very aggressive in the market. But with the strength of our engineering and with the strength of our backward integration, we are able to compete with the Chinese players also quite well.
Okay, sir. So in the polymer segment side, we have seen a lot of order declines in Celgene and Mithen. Whether this retail and distribution growth can completely offset this order declining side, and we are also shifting to the plumbing side around 50% kind of mix, which is higher margins. Just want to understand what's the long term target for non-government revenue share.
Yes, absolutely. So you see, despite the Jal Jeevan projects not being there so much, we have reported a significant improvement in polymer revenue. The polymer revenue has grown by 34%. I feel that a similar trend will be seen in the remaining quarters also, where we will see greater business coming from plumbing segment, which will be better margin for the company also. So I think polymer segment is also in the right direction.
Okay, so my last question, around 75,000 metric tons capacity is right now operational. What is the utilization level right now? And we also planned additional 75,000 tons probably next few years. And how this CAPEX, what is the timeline, how we are going to execute this?
The recent 75,000 which we have commissioned in quarter one, right now, we are getting the output of that. I think we should be able to get full output from that very soon, within quarter two and quarter three itself. and further capacity expansion plan is taken on for another 75,000, which we hope to commission by end of this financial year.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sheetal Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Sheetal ma'am, please go ahead. As Sheetal ma'am has left the queue, we will take the next question. The next question is from the line of Hardik Dara from SP Dara. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, I just wanted to understand what is the macro outlook of the sector going ahead for the next 4-5 years? I mean, is there a long-term tailwind that we're expecting?
Yes, the macro the macro position looks extremely good. There is obviously a strong pipeline, and strong tailwinds in our sector with the government investment of total 9 lakh crores in the power transmission sector up till 2032. And some reports I have read recently where the investment might be higher than 15 lakh crores also. So up till 2035. So I think we are looking at a long growth period for the power transmission business in India. And even in global markets, we are seeing good amount of demand in a number of markets. So I think as more and more countries are transitioning towards renewable power, grid investments are definitely, we are seeing more and more of that. So I would say macro, certainly there are strong tailwinds in our sector.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mehul Panjwani from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, I would like to know what is the revenue breakup between engineering, infrastructure and polymer segments for the company?
It's if you're asking about quarter one, in quarter one, it is 82% is coming from engineering segment. And about 10% is coming from polymer segment and 8% is coming from infra.
Right, sir. So, sir, what has led to a little bit of subdued quarter compared to quarter four? Which segment has...
In general, see, we have always maintained that our H1 revenue is 40% of the year and H2 revenue is always 60% of the year. So, it is the normal trend which we have seen over last several years. You may compare the previous numbers also. If you compare our this year's quarter one performance to last year's quarter one, which is the correct comparison, you will find close to about a 24% growth. 15% growth over last year's quarter one. So, I think. Certainly, overall we are quite confident and we have given a guidance also that the company is on track to deliver 25% overall revenue growth in this full financial year over last financial year.
Right, sir. So my second question is regarding the Middle East order. So is it a first of kind order for us from the Middle East or we have been doing work in Middle East before as well?
We have been doing work in Middle East. However, this is Middle East's largest utility, Saudi Electric Company. So they have recently given us an engineering order. So that is the first from us because they are the most significant utility in Middle East. So that is why we have reported it separately. Otherwise, we have been working in various other utilities in the Middle East for last several years.
Sir, can you please briefly summarize what is the design about for this company? What we are designing?
We are designing and testing transmission towers for them.
Okay. And how large is the order, if you can share?
It's about 25 crores.
25 crores. And sir, what is the timeline for completion?
About 8 months. 8 months to 10 months.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and wish you very best for the
continued,
sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Singh from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes,
yes,
please.
Mr. Abhijit, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So thank you for the opportunity, and good to see a very strong set of results, both operationally and the work that you have done on the interest cost front. That is really heartening to see. And the first question is on the domestic TNG business. Long-term plan.
Mr. Abhijit, you are not audible. Can you please repeat your question?
Is it better now?
Yeah, I think just repeat the question, yeah.
Yeah, so first question on the domestic T&D business. I mean, we all have talked about a very strong long-term outlook on the macro front, which is also talked about in the NEP. But in terms of the last 3-4 months, what has been the momentum in terms of the tendering from our end customers like PGCIL and other players? So have we seen some change in the momentum of tendering from these players? That's the first question.
No, the tendering is quite consistent, and tenders are coming out at a good pace, and we are also participating, and our order bid pipeline has also been growing. So as this quarter itself, we have secured about 1900 crores of orders, which is quite significant, you know, and so I would say that both the bidding pipeline, new tenders, etc., are coming out in a very consistent manner.
Right. So I mean, given the momentum and expectation for the rest of 9 months of this fiscal, we can expect a double-digit kind of growth in order inflows. That is what it looks like right now.
Yes, absolutely. We expect that our total order inflow for this year should be in the range of 6,500 to 7,000 crores.
All right. Sir, and you mentioned in the press release setting degrees across 3 geographies. Could you please picture on what is the objective here? Are we planning to set up manufacturing also abroad? Or how will this work? If you can elaborate a little bit on this.
See, currently we have only obtained board approval for setting up of these subsidiaries, and now the management shall evaluate the feasibility of setting up these subsidiaries and eventually if manufacturing facilities, if possible. I would say that manufacturing facilities, probably there are no plans in the short to medium term. Long term, there may be such plans, but however, our objective right now is just to be closer to the market and to be able to service our customers better, as because we are looking at good growth in the international order inflows in the years to come, and the opportunity is also quite strong.
Right. So, no substantial investment planned in the near term in these geographies.
No immediate plans right now. Right now, the objective is just to be closer to the customer and to be able to service the customer better.
Got it. And sir, if you can also talk about the impact of tariffs. They are held at the current level of 25% penalty. So, I mean, versus last quarter, how has the outlook changed for exports to US?
Sure. So I would say that the U.S. market makes up less than 1% of our order book. So it's not very significant for us. The impact of tariffs has to be seen, you know, because the situation is, I would believe, quite dynamic, you know, where the tariff numbers keep changing very fast. Sometimes it's 10%, sometimes it's 25%, sometimes it's 50%. So honestly, we will have to wait for some clarity to emerge from this. However, net-net, you know, the company has opportunities in several other markets apart from the U.S. also. So I would say that we would adopt a wait-and-watch policy to see how the situation finally emerges in the U.S.
Right. So, sir, I mean, currently, I think, if I'm not wrong, export contribution revenue is about 20% or in that range. So, what is the major geography in here that is already, that we are doing business in?
Yeah, so the export revenue in this quarter was about 30% of engineering, or 30% of engineering products, and I think overall it was about, how much was it overall? I think 20-25%, maybe 20% on an overall basis. So the major geographies where currently we are executing projects are Middle East and a little bit in the Africa and LATAM region. That's where the major orders are going right now.
Right, right. So, I mean, I think these are 30 crore or revenue we have booked in the exports in Q1. And so let's say, I mean, even if we do about 2,000 crore or 1,500 crores of order inflow, still there's a lot of scope to stand only in Middle East, because Middle East itself supposedly is a big market.
Of course. Look, we are present in more than 70 countries worldwide. So, of course, Middle East is a very promising market, but we are seeing good opportunities in other markets also.
Right. And so lastly, any guidance for FY26 in terms of revenue and profit growth?
Yeah, I think in terms of revenue, we are quite confident that looking at our order book strength, we are confident of delivering a 25% plus revenue growth for FY26. And in terms of margins, we have seen some margin improvement in this quarter also, because now in the execution, it is more T&D contracts compared to non-T&D, and better quality contracts are also coming. So we are quite confident that we should be able to deliver at least a 50 basis point improvement in EBITDA margins over last year.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot for answering the questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Ostwal from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. In terms of the current non-T&D business, so what kind of operating margin we are generating?
Non-T&D is about roughly 14% of our order book right now.
Yeah.
I would not be able to pinpoint an exact margin, but typically, historically, non-T&D has been about 2% lower margin compared to T&D business.
Okay. The second thing, sir, we have seen good improvement in our interest expense as a percentage of revenue reduction in this quarter. And you commented in the presentation, it will further reduce. So any indicative numbers we can hit by exit of F26?
Yes, I think our target is that we should be close to 4%. That is what we can reasonably achieve by the end of FY26.
And lastly, sir, in terms of domestic market, whatever orders we have got during this quarter against the bid, so what is the bid percentage we are having, and or whether we have increased some market share also? Can you talk about that thing?
We have been maintaining about 20-25% hit rate from our order book. So, you know, if I look at our bidding pipeline right now, is about 30,000 crores. So, which is why we are quite confident that 6,500 to 7,000 crores should be quite possible for us to get as an order inflow against this bidding pipeline.
And, sir, your comment of 25% growth for the full year. So, in terms of domestic business versus export business, the trajectory will be very similar, or export will have much larger share in coming quarters and years?
See, exports in terms of order book is only 10% for us right now.
Yeah.
Because that's because till last year we did not really have capacity, spare capacity available. So we were conservative in picking up the export orders. However, now I would say that now we have sufficient amount of capacity available, and we're going for a new capacity expansion also. So I think we will have the greater ability to pick up short-term export orders also. So we will have to see what the final export execution revenue will be. But I am quite confident that in terms of order inflow of export, we will definitely see a significant improvement. We have been on an average taking 700 to 800 crores of export orders every year. That we should double to 1500 crores this year for sure.
And margin profile in export order versus domestic business, what is the difference, sir?
Exports typically come with about 2%, 1 to 2% better margins across geographies.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for answering my question. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ishan Verma from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. I wanted to understand what is our view on the infra product segment, wherein we see that for the past three quarters, we are seeing a degrowth in that segment. So how are we focusing and what would be the guidance for this full year on that segment? And is it the case that it is lower margin? That is why we are not focusing on that only.
It depends on contract execution. So see, certain infra is completely dependent on the contracts that are due to be executed, and there may be variances across quarters. However, despite that, we are confident that even in infra segment over the full year basis, we will be able to deliver 20 to 25% growth in the infra segment also, in line with our company's revenue growth aspiration.
Okay, sir. And we won a substation EPC order in last quarter. So is there any other order that we are bidding for, like crystal and emblem status for that?
Sorry, could you repeat that question? I'm not able to hear you very clearly. Could you just repeat?
Yeah, sure. So we won a substation EPC order in last quarter, right, when we entered substation segment. So what kind of opportunity we see going forward in this segment? Because this is a better margin for this, right?
Substations is obviously a very significant opportunity. We, out of the total 9 lakh crores that is to be invested in transmission sector, we expect that the split will be 50-50, 50% in transmission lines, which is our traditional addressable segment, and 50% in substation, which is a new segment for us. So I would say, yes, there are very significant opportunities. However, we are a new player in the segment, so it will take time for us to ramp up our order inflow and revenue in this segment. But I would say that we have started in a positive note, and we have secured good contract, and yes, we are expecting more contracts to come in that segment in this year also.
In the engineering product segment, we usually win orders from PGCL, right? And going forward, other players have confirmed that in the market, therein ordering is happening, tendering is happening on PGCV based. So PGCL's order is being reduced to 50%, and 50%. Or tenders are being won by private players. So is there any impact on our business due to lower ordering or order winning for some PGCL?
No, not at all. I would say that, PGCL, it's not that we are only getting orders from PGCL. We have been working actively with the private developers also. And a number of private developers like Sterlite, Adani, the new developers like GR Infra, DRAIPL, we are working with pretty much all players across the segment. Of course, our major business comes from PGCIL, and PGCIL has the largest market share in the transmission segment compared to all the private players also. So I would say that really it's we are agnostic between which developer gets the business. We will be actively supporting all the developers as EPC and manufacturer.
And one last question, sir. What are our volumes for the polymer segment?
What are? Sorry, once again.
Volumes for polymer segment in this quarter.
In terms of volume, 1 minute. So we have achieved about 10,600 metric tons in this quarter one. Yes.
10,600. Okay. And so due to higher realization of sales, higher mix of sales in that, do you see any effect on realization in this segment? And like, is there a scope of margin improvement? Because this is not industry is at way higher margins compared to us, right?
Yes, I think as we have maintained earlier also, that see, we as our revenue grows and as our contribution of plumbing segment grows in this business, we certainly intend to target double-digit margins. Right now, we are at a low single-digit margin in this business. And we expect that, okay, now we have started the journey with good revenue growth. And I think certainly the target will be, aspiration will be to get to double-digit margins soon.
So when can we expect that to be happening, like this year, next year?
Probably not this year, but yes, next year would be a reasonable expectation.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darsh Solanki from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So my first question is, so in our previous conference call, our guidance was that we are targeting a 20 to 25% revenue growth for the next 2 to 3 years. So in FY26 also, we have guided for 25% growth. So I just wanted to understand, with our capacity expansion and target increase as well, are we sticking to the 25% for FY27 as well, or will there be an upside to that?
Yeah, we are sticking to the 25% revenue guidance because now last year in FY25 we have more or less achieved full capacity utilization. So till FY25 we were not at full capacity utilization, but now we have achieved more or less full capacity utilization. So I believe that now from here on, largely the revenue growth will be driven by our capacity expansion. So which is why 25% is what the reasonable you can expect from the company over the next 2 to 3 years.
Understood, sir. And so in regard to the capacity expansion only, so like you had guided that your capex amount over the span of next 4 years would be close to 800 crores. And the presentation says that the capacity expansion capex would be 250 crores. So I just wanted to understand, is that 250 crore included in that guidance, or is it over and above the previous guidance?
It's included in that guidance. Actually, the 250 crores includes our regular maintenance capex of 40 to 50 crores also.
Understood. So, thank you, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Khasgiwala from Neo Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So, looking at your order pipeline, so what has been your hit ratio historically, and do you expect that to remain in the same range, or could it increase?
As I was answering earlier, historically our ratio has been in the range of 20 to 25%. We hope to maintain that ratio going forward also. However, we are entering a lot of new geographies, and a lot of new markets. So maybe our hit ratio might be lower, but which is okay. As long as our order inflows are growing in line with our capacity expansion and our revenue growth targets, we are happy. So, you know, like I mentioned that even for our order inflow, we are targeting a 25% plus order inflow this year in the range of 6,500 to 7,000 compared to last year.
So if you look at your order for target of 6,500 crores or so, so in the first quarter, around 2,000 crores of order inflow, so which leaves you around 4,500 crores for next 9 months. So how does that compare with the 9 months of last year?
Actually order inflow is not consistent across quarters. So if you look at last year, quarter one was very weak. It was only around 765 crores, whereas this year quarter one is 1900 crores. So, you know, it is difficult to put a quarter-wise target for order inflow because that can be, it's a function of when the project get finalized, and, you know, several projects have a long gestation time before from RFQ to finalization stage. So I would say I would prefer to look at order inflow targets on an annual basis. It is much better to look at it from that lens.
Okay. In terms of backward integration, how much have you in terms of the overall capacity, how much have you in a backward integration?
We are completely backward integrated. So our products, we have almost 90% of our raw materials are sourced internally. So we have quite a strong backward integration.
you have all towers, conductors, poles, everything, all are manufactured in-house?
No, we are talking about the main products, which is towers and fasteners. So that is something which we produce in-house.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naveen Sardev from ICICI Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I think this is the first time in the quarter that we have mentioned our CAPEX plan, in the sense now that we want to increase the capacity further to 6 lakh MTPA by FY28. Of course, you also mentioned 75 MTPA is already commissioned and balance 75 will come up by end of this year. So I just wanted to understand what is the CAPEX that one can attribute from a CAPEX cash outflow perspective for FY 26, 27 and 28 towards this expansion, sir?
Anything between 200 to 250 would be reasonable for each block of 75,000. So as we mentioned before, 800 crores is what we expect to invest over 4 years, out of which the first leg last year has already taken place. And now over the next 3 years, we expect to invest another 600 crores. This is apart from the routine maintenance CAPEX that goes on.
So thank you. And will it be at the existing location or are we looking at it at any other location? Is it a brownfield expansion?
We are exploring other greenfield locations as well. So far, the expansion has been done in existing locations, but we are exploring greenfield locations now also.
Understood. Understood. So this 6 lakhs of capacity is at existing location or does it also include a potential new site is what I'm asking?
Yeah. This 6 lakhs include potential new site. Not all of it will come in the existing site.
Understood. Thank you. And my second question, sir, was on the order inflow. So, of course, you have surprised, I would say, on maintaining such a healthy order inflow trend that 2 quarter-on-quarter. But just a couple of days back, one of the very large peers did mention on the earnings call of a reduction in the project awards or sluggish light of project awards as a reason of which their T&D order book had seen a slowdown, and in an earnings call they acknowledged the fact. So my question to you is, are we seeing any kind of a slowdown trend towards project award at a macro level, or that could be more very company specific? We are just going great guns on this.
I would say that no, in terms of order inflows, etc., because we are present in, a lot of global markets also. So again, for us, when we look at our bidding pipeline, we look at all across the world. And like I mentioned, out of our total order inflow, a significant amount of that is targeted to come from export markets also. And if at all we see any slowdown, so far we have not witnessed a slowdown in any domestic ordering. But if at all we see that, then we do have the ability to get more orders from the international markets to compensate for the domestic sluggishness. So I would say that, with the diversified bidding pipeline that we have, we are at no risk of missing our order inflow target.
Is it possible to break up the order inflow trend? Of course, you have given the breakup for the overall order book, but I'm saying from an order inflow trend, is it possible to break up how much is domestic T&D out of it and total T&D, non-T&D?
In terms of inflow, see, we are targeting only T&D non-T&D will be less than 5% of the overall inflow.
I was only saying between domestic T&D and exports, order inflow.
I expect exports to be close to about 25%, about 1500 to 1600 crores, and the balance 75% to come from domestic. That's the expectation, but of course, look, this could change, based on which orders get finalized first.
Sure. I was asking more specific to Q1, this 1977 crore of order inflows already booked and received. In
right.
That domestic T&D will be how much? Is it still 70-75%?
I believe it's a similar number, but I don't see a breakup already in hand. But but it's, I believe it would be a similar number.
Great. That's helpful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Pandya from Fininterest Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Sir, yes. My question is around the capacity that we added. So, have we, for the 75,000 tons of capacity, how much have we invested? Was it 200 crores?
Correct.
Correct. And with this sir, new capacity, if I'm understanding it right, we will be able to, you know, get additional 1,000 odd crores of revenue. Is this understanding right?
Yes, approximately correct.
Got it. Fine. And with regards to this, the additional 75,000 tons, sir, how are we going to, you know, fund this, and you know how what will be the structure for this?
It will be a mix of internal accruals and term loans. So company has again healthy cash flows, and we don't have a lot of long term debt. So I would say that it will be, last year also the capex that was done was through a mix of both internal accruals and long term term loans.
Got it. But still, if any ballpark number, what are we targeting internally?
A ballpark number of investment or
mix between debt or debt and, you know, internal accruals, maybe 50-50 or 40-60.
I would say it would probably be close to about, maybe, because last year was, we only took a debt of about 75 crores. So maybe this year could be maybe 60% debt and 40% internal accruals.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much. These were my questions. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arjun Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations on the decent set of numbers, and thanks for this opportunity. I just want to know regarding this NEP plan, and it has been projected till 2030. So I just want to know your view that till when can we expect this growth in the transmission sector for another 2-3 years or 4-5 years? So I just want to know your view on this.
In our view, the NEP plan predicts a 9 lakh crore investment till 2032. So I would say the growth momentum should continue till another 7 years at least. And even beyond that, we are more certain that more and more renewable capacity will have to be integrated. For, you know, just to put it in context, currently this 9 lakh crores is only expected to integrate about 500 gigawatts of renewable energy into the grid. However, if you look at China has added nearly about 500 gigawatts just last 1 year itself of renewable capacity. So, you know, if as and when India continues in its growth journey, we also expect that the amount of renewable capacity coming onto the grid will increase rapidly. So, you know, as that happens, I would say there will be more and more demand being generated for grid investments. So, again, it's hard to say that, okay, how long it will continue, but for the next 6-7 years, we definitely don't see any slowdown, and our expectation, it should continue much beyond that also.
Thank you for the detailed answer, and just a follow-up in this. So what are the challenges? Are there any challenges that we are facing in the domestic transmission sector, like ROW challenges or weather conditions? I just want to know that, are there any challenges you are facing in domestic T&D sector?
Yeah, the prime challenges, I would say, of course, ROW is always a challenge. ROW is generally in the scope of the developer, which is our customer. But yes, ROW does have the potential to delay certain projects from time to time. The major challenge being faced today is the availability of skilled manpower, you know, as because this is a technical job, and because of the large, you know, inflow of orders into the segment, currently there is a critical shortage of manpower, execution manpower on the ground. So all the companies are, you know, adopting their own methods of recruiting and training people to bridge this gap.
Okay. Just one more question I want to ask that are we seeing any, because there's a like lot of peer, lot of you and lot of your peers are also into expanding their capacity for tower manufacturing. So are we witnessing any overcapacity or how is the industry dynamics regarding the poles and towers, the hard material that we supply? So how is the industry dynamics in that front?
See, again, because our capacity is differentiated, two, three reasons. Because, of our strong engineering skills, our availability of, a very, very big design engineering and testing team, and also our backward integrated capacity, which gives us significant cost advantages over our peers. But I would say that for a player who is not that cost competitive, yes, they would find it difficult. They might find it difficult in order to get margins. But where we are concerned on the strength, where there is a substantial differentiated offering that we give to the market along with a cost economical structure, we will not face any problem of demand.
Okay. Thank you. This was from my side. Thank you for the detailed answer, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sheetal Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
So my question is, are you implementing any automation, robotics or AI in manufacturing process?
Yes, certainly digital transformation is high on the priority of the company. We are currently in the process of implementing SAP S4 HANA Rise. So that is something which we are implementing across the company. At the same time, we are also now doing a lot of R&D and seeing how various AI agents can be adopted in various processes like procurement, selling, manufacturing. So all of that, constantly we have dedicated digital transformation teams who are working on making sure that we adopt the latest industry practices and, continue the company onto the journey of Industry 4.0.
Thank you, sir. I have one more question. What is the current domestic order book size and its execution timeline?
The execution timeline is anything between average 2 to 2.5 years.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. We are confident of delivering profitable revenue growth with a consistent margin in the current year and expect to clock revenue growth in excess of 25% for the current financial year on back of pending engineering and infra contracts and improvement in polymer segment performance. Our diversification into international markets and sectors will help us to choose higher margin orders coming our way and provide us an opportunity to be spoiled for choices across the sector, aiding to continued better margin performance, improved bottom line profitability and capital return ratio in the coming quarters. The company's efforts towards sustainable business practices will help to achieve its goal by making meaningful contributions to the national and global infrastructure. We appreciate your continued support and look forward to interact with you again in next quarter. Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.